Doesn't look good. Doesn't look good. Never did. They lost. The Republicans lost in the courts. And still, as of today, nothing as far as the 10-1 poll watchers, 10 Democrats, 1 Republican poll watchers in the state. So all that time, all that effort spent in Pennsylvania, they're just gonna break your hearts. Because they really believe they're going to win it. And it was a good effort. It was a good faith effort and for the right reasons, but I just don't feel good about it. I just don't feel good about it. Now, it's like Voldemort for election coverage, the voting machine names. But don't even dot cam this. I won't even say the name of the company because it's like Voldemort, and it's like you say it and they come after you. But Voldemort voting machines are closely monitoring claims around the November 2024 election and strongly encourages use of verified, credible sources of info. We remain fully prepared to defend our company and our customers against lies and those who spread them. So, in other words, if you say anything about Voldemort Election Company, they will sue you into oblivion. Totally. That really helps earn the trust of the American voters, doesn't it? So that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, Voldemort voting machines have already sued dozens of people and news networks. So that's where we're at. All right. Donald Trump is on the stage right now, or maybe he's finishing up in North Carolina. What's that? I believe he's just finished, so he just did a rally in North Carolina. He's got another event later tonight as well, doing the multiple events. By the way, huge, huge turnout there for Donald Trump, and it was a huge showing of support last night at the NFL football game. Now, I think Trump should hit another NFL game or two. The support will be overwhelming, just like it was in Pittsburgh. I also think, depending on the timing, I don't know, but the Yankees are in the World Series, and I think Donald Trump should make a showing at the Yankees game for the World Series. Yeah, it was like a total culture war. There were hundreds, if not thousands, of Trump hats in the stands. You had this one lady run onto the field in support of Donald Trump. It's the same lady that got the MAGA face tattoo. So there's one angle, people cheering her on. And then Trump in the stands getting a massive USA chant. The whole place chanting USA. I was listening to the broadcast of the game on the radio, and I just started hearing this massive USA chant in the middle of the broadcast, and I didn't even know what was going on. I wasn't watching. I was just listening on the radio, and I thought, oh, Trump must be there. That must be Trump. And sure enough, it was. Sure enough, it was. So here's the chant last night. Somebody filming in the stands, clip 9. Yeah. So it's going to be incredible to watch. Trump has huge support in Pennsylvania, won Pennsylvania 2016 by a very wide margin, and they're just going to steal it. No pun intended from the Steelers game. And, you know, I sit back and I reflect on this because I'm not a black pillar. I'm not a doomsdayer. I'm just a realist. I'm just doing political play-by-play here for you folks. And things can change. Things can change in an instant, just like in a football game. You can be up by a touchdown, and then you throw an interception. The guy runs it for a touchdown. It's tied. So things can change here. But I've already had them stealing Pennsylvania. And maybe we have to go through this. Maybe we have to go through this and people really have to see how bad things are. I hope we don't have to go through 4 years of Harris. That's going to be like nails on a chalkboard. That's going to be like torture. That's going to be like you're underwater and someone steps on your oxygen tank tube. But, I mean, maybe that's what we got to go through. Maybe it has to get that bad. Because they're going to take Pennsylvania right in front of your face, folks. And nobody in Pennsylvania is going to believe it. And so that's just maybe where we're at, unfortunately. Maybe that's just where we're at. Now, this is the lady who ran across the field with the Trump sign. She knew she was going to jail, by the way. She was able to get out, so she took one for the team, ran on the field with a sign, took one for the team, and then here she is explaining afterwards how it went, clip four.
Guys, this is your man, Real Deal Stephen Steele, here to...
What's up, you guys?
This is her. I'm kicking it with Claudia Rose, the girl that I just showed you. That ran all the way across in the middle of a Pittsburgh Steelers game with a Trump.
There's a little top-heavy issue
you
thing.
Made it almost all the way across the field.
Which is crazy.
In heels.
I have no. I don't go to the gym. Why work for it where you can pay for it? So like, I have no stamina. I don't know how I did that. You know how I did it?
How'd you do it? Tell them. Tell
them. With red, white, and blue, bleeding through my buds, baby. Yeah. Bleeding through my veins. That's what got me that far. Because I'm a weak little 5'2 bitch.
So
I don't even know how I did that.
What do you think security was thinking as they were tracking it down?
Because we need to save this country. And Pennsylvania, you guys get to your life. It is your last day to register to vote. And we are going to be one of the deciding states.
She did it for the votes.
I don't care if you like the guy. I don't care if you hate the guy. How is your life in 2016 versus how is it now?
We have the best streakers, okay? Let me tell you.
Vote with your brain. Look at your bank account. Don't vote. If you hate him, don't vote for him. Vote against that hoe. Vote against her. Vote for yourself. Vote for your family, your children. Vote for your bank accounts, your gas, your groceries. Like, your rights, your freedom.
Right. Figured, hey, look, if somebody is willing to go to jail for the cause, they've earned a little bit of airtime here. They've earned a little bit of love. Very few people can make that claim. Very few people have put it all on the line. Very few people have said, yes, I will go to jail for the cause. So we salute her. She almost made it across the field. Again, I have to wonder what's going through security's mind when they see that going on? Like, okay. Because normally the security will come in and just do a full takedown. You know, normally it's a full takedown. Look at that one guy looks like he's enjoying himself a little bit. He had a little smirk in his face there. I think that Jets player, look at that Jets player. He's catching a little glimpse too, trying to see what's up. Yeah. All right. So that was last night. We've got more from Trump in Pennsylvania. We'll show you the whole compilation of the McDonald's clips as well. And then Kamala's still campaigning. But nobody's really showing up, and so they're not talking about it. Honestly, the balance here is worthy of mentioning. With the Trump sign streaking across the Steelers field. To the 40! The 30!
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus, but as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
In the early 1900s, certain companies